So have you listened to...
Mike's here?
Mike's here.
Well, hey, Mike.
Hey, Jake.
How's it going, Mike?
I'm sad, Jake.
Oh, no. Why is that, Mike? I'm glad you did that, sorry, Jennifer.
I haven't eaten in
a month. Are we talking about food? Can we talk about food? I got paid today, so I might fuck around and go out to eat again.
Tonight. Big spender.
I know.
I was going to talk about food of the soul a little bit.
Yeah?
Have you listened to Eternal Take yet?
No.
Okay.
I've been at work.
Oh, and you can't?
No. Can't I only watch chance? YouTube videos at work.
That's cool. Can I play a bit of a song for you? Do you want it spoiled?
Not really. Also, a take? Is that how we're saying it? Is that how you're saying it?
I don't know. I feel like I've heard a take. Like, there's like a robot lady voice that's like, Eternal a take, take, turn. That like plays a few times. But at the same time,
my
I want to...
Yeah,
like I want to pronounce it Otake, obviously.
Of course. Eternal Otaku.
And I think...
That's what
Uzi is. Is an Eternal Otaku.
Well, I think you just missed it when I said that we're that today.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about anime.
Yeah, we are talking about anime. And not just of the Lil Uzi variety.
That's true.
Oh, this is a very natural segue. So you don't want me to play just like 20 seconds of a song for you? Not even that long. I'm just going to say that what I want to play for you blew my fucking mind when I heard it.
Okay, then no.
Then no? Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it at all.
Am
I going to know what you're talking about?
Yeah, 100%. It's okay. Impossible that you will...
Oh, boy.
You will hear it and you will go, no fucking way.
I'm expecting it to be, like, a weird, like, sound, like, sample of, like, fucking, like, Cowboy Bebop or some shit.
No, it's nothing like that.
Look, the bus is all out there. Damn, it's weird that people, like, be traveling and shit for spring break. Man,
didn't they hear there's a pandemic?
Yeah. Idiots. Way to go.
This album is fucking awesome, Jake.
All right.
I think it's my album of the year, so.
Well, we're not here to talk about that.
Unfortunately.
We're here to talk about food.
We will...
Just kidding.
We'll have a music episode here.
Eventually.
Food-wise, where are you going to eat?
I was thinking of getting ramen.
You are so basic, you bitch.
Okay, where should I eat, Zach?
Go somewhere new.
Like what?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's for you to decide, buddy.
I don't want to hear your fucking lip.
You go to, like, 4 restaurants.
Okay. Because I'm in Oakland and I don't feel like fucking traveling. And there's like 4 good restaurants in Oakland.
Zenza is probably the best in Oakland.
Yeah, so stow it, okay?
Okay.
What are you eating?
I don't know. I'm probably going to stop at Giant Eagle. Actually.
Going to get some pre-made sandwiches
there. No, but damn do I wish we had a sandwich place around here.
There's the Penn app. What is it?
Yeah.
On fucking center. I've never been there.
I haven't either. Kind of want to go.
Kind of far.
Yeah, kind of far. What if I went to DiBella's? That's kind of far, too.
That's extremely further than that one.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
DiBella's downtown?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you take the P1, then... like not even 10 minutes to get downtown.
Okay.
But then you gotta walk a little bit. Anyway. I'm not going to Jabella's. I'm gonna sit in this room and I'm gonna eat my donut sticks. That good cellophane.
Yeah.
Open audio.
Open it for the mic. I mean, don't open it if you're not gonna eat it, but...
Well, I mean, I will, but not right now. Okay, eat it while we're recording.
Okay.
Should I still open it?
Yeah, give them what they want.
Yeah.
You're holding that real weird. less than exemplary opening skills on display there, but you know, we'll make do.
Okay, so what are we talking about, Jake? Anime. Eternal Intake.
It's been a while.
Is an anime rap record produced in 2020
by
Lil Uzi Vert.
Lil Uzi Vert. And what does that stand for?
Love.
Just asking inane questions.
It's L-E-V.
Yeah, I know.
Love.
When I realized that the first time, that fucking blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Love is rage. Like, wow. Wow.
It's also supposed to be a phrase that's similar to Lucifer.
Lil Uzi Vert?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Is there a word for those types of like phrases?
I'm sure there is.
Where like when spoken sounds like a different word.
It's like a homonym, right?
Or is it a
Right.
No, I thought it was a homophone. Homonym is spelled.
I think homophone spelled the same.
Yeah, homophone is like pronounced. But yeah, Lil Uzi Vert and Lucifer.
He's so good, dude.
He's the best. He's the fucking best.
I'm glad that we all knew that he was full of shit when he said he retired.
Oh my god. I don't know what I'd do if he retired. He's so young.
He'd probably be dead by this point.
He has so much more to offer.
What is... You've been saying there's a sequel to EXO Tour Life. What the fuck does that mean? Okay, you don't have to say.
I won't. I won't.
Does he have new friends? Are they not dead?
I won't say.
Okay. Anyway, speaking of friends.
Yeah. Yes. Great segue. I'm Zach.
Oh, okay. I'm Jake.
We're friends. Welcome to the...
We're also enemies, so...
But above that, we're family.
Hey, man. Hey. Hey.
Oh, God, I get...
We're family.
You're
family.
Fuck, does that movie come out?
I don't know.
Fast and Furious 9 for people that are not picking up what we're putting down.
I think
it's gonna make a
billion
dollars.
Wasn't it the last time we recorded? Like right when we finished, the trailer came out.
Right. That was like in January.
Yeah.
That was like the
end of January.
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 That was like right before the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Fucking great.
Great movie. Anyway.
Go life? What is the fucking quote? Take life a quarter mile
at a time. I live life a quarter mile at a time.
Mwah. Chef kiss.
Could cry grown man tears.
So we are here
watching
to talk about
Vin Diesel flex through his tank top.
God. That's a different kind of anime.
It sure is. But
it's still
it's
anime.
Also good. Just like other anime.
And specifically just like two anime that we've been watching. Now, longtime listeners of our show, more podcasts about buildings and food, may remember our Dragon Ball episodes.
Yes.
Our episodes specifically, we did quite a few for the original Dragon Ball series.
Last year.
Yeah. We started it last January. And
boy,
we are,
it's been a year of this, huh?
We're still going. But we recorded a lot about... recapping that, and it's a lot of fun, and that show is great, particularly the second half. Yes. Listeners may also remember that we have moved on to Dragon Ball Z and did record an episode following the conclusion of the Saiyan arc.
Yes, after Vegeta got his ass kicked.
Vegeta got his ass kicked by Krillin.
Well, by Gohan, but
no. Don't take that away from Krillin.
But Krillin was also there and also doing good work.
Krillin's about to die in about fucking two episodes.
We're really running it back.
And,
okay. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll give him his fucking roses.
It's been rather sporadic how we've been approaching it, Dragon Ball Z since that point. Not to say it's not great, because it's fucking awesome.
No, yeah, it's super
good. The Saiyan Saga was maybe the best that this show has ever been.
Yeah.
But... just in combination of back school kicking back in, work kicking back in, and all sorts of distractions and stuff. Haven't really been able to watch as much as I'm sure I would have liked to.
Or what I'll say is when we were focusing on Dragon Ball, it was a lot more inconsistent, where we would get, like, right now, like...
Oh, yeah, sure.
We would, you know, we'd watch, go a couple days in a row watching an episode a night or whatever it might be, and then sort of, like, drop off for, like, a week or whatever, depending on whatever. So it was pretty...
Mostly depending on you.
Yeah. So it was pretty inconsistent, I would say, in how we were watching it. So it took us a while to... That's why it's been a while since our last Dragon Ball episode or our last anime episode at all, because it's kind of... It's been pretty sporadic, like you said. But in us watching it.
I think that we're both kind of back in the mode.
Yeah.
Of this stuff.
And we'll get to why.
A combination of reasons, yes.
And we'll get to why in a little bit. This is kind of going to be like a half and half episode.
Yeah. But this is more or less, needless to say then, that like we finished this batch of episodes that we're going to talk about. What are we calling this? Like the Namek stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
Namek to the end of Ginyu.
Yeah. It's about like 35 episodes. I guess. Following the defeat of Vegeta.
Yeah. I wish IMDb had episode listings.
IMDb is, like, divided up weirdly for that stuff.
It's very weird. This is, like, considered season 3.
Oh,
like,
really?
Up to where we finished, yeah. But it says season 3 is...
Cause there's, like, other...
It says season 3 is 7 episodes long. Whereas season 2... Oh, my God. Season 2 is 27 episodes long.
Okay.
So it's not really, like, consistent in any way. I'm just looking at Raccoon.
And in some ways, oh boy, Raccoon. We'll get to him. And in some cases, then it just, like, counts the entire series as one season. So it's, like, it's not very useful.
No.
In figuring this stuff out. But it's been a little while since we've watched that, but we just wanted to, like, we're back in the Dragon Ball mindset, and so we wanted to, like, I guess, reevaluate where we're at.
Okay.
Reassess. So, where did we leave off?
Vegeta. Vegeta defeated.
Defeated. Wig.
Wig snatched.
Yes. We were both in the same fucking mindset. I hate myself. Krillin had a sword. Where did you get that sword from? From Yajirobe. That's right.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him since we were on Earth.
Not
That's
missing
fine.
Him.
Don't care.
A lot of people are dead still.
Yes. Let's
keep Yamcha dead.
Let's keep a tally of the body count. We have Yamcha dead.
This all happened in the Saiyan arc. But this has not changed.
Yes, this is background.
Up to where we are.
No, it hasn't. Which we can talk about a little later. Tien is dead. Chiaotzu is dead. Piccolo is dead.
Is Chiaotzu even...
Chiaotzu's...
With King Kai?
Yes, he is.
He is? Okay.
And who else is dead? Nappa's dead, obviously.
Yamcha. Did you say Yamcha?
Yamcha's dead. So, our four, like, boys, all dead. All at the hands of Nappa, which, you gotta be disappointed if you're any one of them about that.
Yeah.
Can't be looking back on that in a positive light. But, you know, Goku came in, kicked Vegeta's ass. Vegeta kicked his ass also. Almost killed him. Goku, interesting role that he's playing in the series so far. We can get more into that later.
Yeah.
Gohan and Krillin managed to survive. Gohan turned into a big monkey. Sat on Vegeta. Krillin almost killed Vegeta.
But Vegeta showed him mercy.
Yes. Crucially.
We are better than that.
And Vegeta flew away in his pod. So
very,
that's where
very,
at.
Very hurt.
I think we also had, like, maybe an episode or so of, like, denouement, right? Where, like, everybody's in the hospital.
Yeah.
Chi-Chi is, like, pissed off at Goku.
Yeah.
Perpetually. Gohan gets a haircut.
Yep.
And Gohan, Krillin, and Bulma set out for... They talk to Mr. Popo, who's still deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And are on their way to Planet Namek to...
Because they need the Dragon Balls.
Get the Dragon Balls to wish people back to life.
How did the Dragon Balls get destroyed?
They were destroyed when Piccolo died.
Oh, that's right. Piccolo died, which caused Kami to die.
Yeah, Kami also, I guess, in the body count.
Yeah. And that made the Dragon Balls disappear, but...
Also, an entire city has been destroyed by Nappa.
So Dragon Balls are created by the Namekians, and so... In order to get more Dragon Balls, go to Namek.
That's right.
Planet Namek, which Piccolo is a Namekian. That's his species. But so they are Gohan and Krillin.
So we're off in space.
And Bulma and later Goku are going to...
Much, much later.
Far later.
Almost not even worth a mention at this point.
Are off to Namek because they need the Dragon Balls in order to revive their friends and to... fix the damage caused by the Saiyans.
Yeah. So, okay. That's so where we're starting.
We're at Namek.
Bulma, is she serving looks?
There's a point where she is with her, like, long hair. That's a look.
You're right. That is looking great. Krillin, you can do better. Krillin. Gohan, you're a child.
I don't remember what Krillin's wearing. It's probably disappointing, though.
Krillin, or no, Gohan has the bowl cut going.
Yeah.
Kind of unfortunate, but he's doing all right.
Yeah, you know, kids.
Yeah. Chi-Chi did that, which, like, you know, she's no hairdresser.
But she is a mother, so it's funny.
Yeah. Haha. Uh-huh. Women, am I right?
Yeah. Were you going to say something rude about women?
Women be shopping, though.
Oh.
But nobody's shopping right now because we're in space.
Yeah, they're shopping for Dragon Balls.
That's right.
Is what they're doing.
Do you remember what happens first in space?
There's the, like, enclave of, like, children pirates.
That's right. They have the cool, like, mirror ship.
Yeah, that was cool as fuck, actually. Yeah. And they're like, uh-oh, are you with Frieza? And who's Frieza?
Well, me and you, we were like...
We were like, it's fucking Frieza.
Bro.
And then... Frieza. Just flexing very, like, powerfully.
It's Frieza! Getting all vascular and stuff. I'm like, wow, Frieza!
But our characters were like, no, I'm Gohan. And they're like, okay. worth mentioning, because this is, like, very early on in, like, our watching this, like, portion. But, like, we also don't know where Vegeta is right now.
That's true.
And that was a very fun reveal.
Yeah. Because we learn... How far in do we learn it? Into this section?
I mean, it's after the Enclave.
By the time that they... That our band of heroes reach, like, the fake Planet Namek. Which was some bullshit. I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. I'm not wasting time on that.
That was a lot of episodes.
That was just padding.
Yeah. Absolute failure. Nobody fucking cares. Yeah. It was cool at first. Because I thought we were at Namek, but fucking...
I was like, wow, this is kind of weird.
Weird fucking, like, lobster people coming out and trying to eat the boys.
Completely pointless. But, so we see... So Vegeta is...
Goku's still in the hospital. And Vegeta also in the hospital.
Very, very hurt, as I said, after his fight with Gohan and Krillin. So he travels back to space... And we sort of meet him at this facility where he's hooked up to all these tubes, like Luke Skywalker in the...
Exactly.
In the, what is it called? The Batha tube or whatever?
The Bacta tank.
Bacta tank, that's it. And that's basically Vegeta. Like, he's got tubes hooked up to him, wires and shit like that. He's floating, passed out, and it's like...
Probably some nutrient-rich liquid.
Yeah. A serum, maybe.
Quite possibly.
And we're like, okay, where is he? And then, like, sort of... And then things sort of keep going on. We meet this group of pirates. There's the whole, like, fucking pointless-ass fake planet that Gohan and them land on, which we're not going to discuss at all.
Frankly, because I don't remember shit from it.
And then they get to Namek, and we learn that
it's popping off.
Shit is popping off. Namekians are under violent siege from this band of, like, bounty hunters, it appears, or some like military force that is here raiding the planet for the Dragon Balls.
It's, who is it? It's Frieza, baby. Everybody's wearing the same armor as Vegeta, which, if I don't remember if it's been revealed by at that point, but if not, then it's like, oh, a warm bell is flashing in my head. I think Krillin also is like, they're wearing the same, they have the same armor as that Vegeta guy. It's like, what's up with that? Gohan's like, well, they're probably working together, Krillin.
And Bulma's like, I'm gonna ruin everything. And they're like, oh, Bulma.
Well, okay. Point being, then, that Vegeta is revealed to be working for Frieza, which is not something that I knew going in. I mean, it only lasts for, like, it basically lasts for as, like, exposition.
Yeah, I think it's still a cool, like, little twist, because, like,
it sets up the relationship that he has with the people that he mercilessly fucking slaughters.
And, like, in the Saiyan arc, then we do know that these people are on a job, basically. Like, yeah. we know that Raditz was sent here for, like, as, like, a hired goon, basically, for some purpose. And it's kind of, like, dropped then.
Well, we learn about the, like, the Saiyans. This is just, like, what the Saiyans used to do.
Yeah.
Is just, go from planet to planet and, like, basically scout them out and sell them off to whoever's the highest bidder. And what we learn at some point, I don't know exactly when it is, but what we learn is that the Saiyans did this because they were fucking working with Frieza.
Yeah.
Who is basically sending people out to, like, sell planets and shit.
Frieza's their boss.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really fun little reveal. Like, that I genuinely didn't know, like, was it the case in this show. But so, Frieza. So who is Frieza, Jake?
He's a little fucking
punk. I've described Frieza in a few different ways. A queen, number one.
No. False. Frieza's vile. Frieza's a genocidal fucking maniac.
But he kind of serves also.
No. In what, his fucking baby Yoda pod? Good look, Frieza. His voice is grating in a good way. I like it.
Let me see if I can find, like, an audio.
Oh, don't worry. I can just do an impression.
Zarbon. Kill the Namekians. That's so good. What the fuck?
I can do any impression. And then Vegeta is like, Frieza.
Zarbon. I'm gonna kill the Namekians.
Why does Vegeta... So Vegeta, like, heals up pretty fast, like, way faster than the hospital on Earth dealing with Goku, which, you know, step up your game, I guess. But why the fuck does Frieza, like, heals up, busts out the tank, and is basically immediately, like, it's on site with Frieza. He is like, where the fuck is Frieza at? Where's Frieza? And everybody's like, hey, Vegeta, you bum-ass bitch. Maybe
got your ass beat by a human.
Yeah, maybe think twice before talking to your betters. And Vegeta fucks shit up and flies off to Namek.
Because Vegeta knows what the Dragon Balls are for now.
Oh, you're right. That is it.
Because he didn't know before. Before he heard, like, Raditz in conversation.
That's right. With Goku and Piccolo. I forgot about that. Good,
like,
pull.
Yeah, no. Vegeta at this point is, like, willing to, like, just burn his bridge with Frieza.
Yeah, to get the Dragon Balls.
Ultimate power.
Yeah.
Because that's what Frieza is after on Namek, is he's looking for the Dragon Balls as well.
Don't know how he came to know of them. Or do we?
I mean, no, but it seems to be, frankly, common knowledge throughout the galaxy, I guess.
You'd think that somebody would come to Namek before.
Yeah.
I guess. And look for them, but I guess not. It's fine.
But yeah. Okay, so anyway, we were describing Frieza. I didn't know you hated Frieza this much.
Frieza is...
I love Frieza. He's such a... Here's the weird thing about Frieza is I actually don't know if... I don't know if Frieza's gendered.
I think they refer
to him as a he.
Yeah, but everybody calls him Lord Frieza and stuff, so...
But, like, I genuinely...
I don't know if Lord is necessarily a gendered title either, but, like...
And I mean, this is... very much inconsequential for, like, everything. Like, this, I assure you, listeners, Dragon Ball is not trying to, like, explore something here with Frieza's, like, gender identity. But I think it's, like, it's something that, like, I've actually been really fascinated by.
I mean,
is, like, that Frieza, like, sort of exists in this, like, very androgynous, like,
yeah, totally.
Space.
Which, like...
Like, both his, like, voice and his, like, form. Like, obviously, we've only seen Frieza in his, like, pod, but, like, knowing, like, we know what his, like, body looks like. Like, it's very... It's not... It's interesting. It's, like, a really interesting design that is, like, not gendered.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that sort of being assigned to him. Just because I feel like in that case, then it's like, oh, we're like, canceling out, like, gender-identifying characteristics on this character to make him seem more villainous and, like, upsetting and stuff.
Sure.
Which is not great.
It could, but, I mean, on the flip side, it could also be Frieza is an intentionally less recognizable being just because Frieza is a very weird alien and, like, not, like, a human in the way that, like, we can identify, like, Vegeta with human characteristics.
Yeah.
And, like, Frieza's, like, different. Which, like, I think, like, it's cool. It's something that I actually really like about Frieza.
I don't like Frieza. Not in the way that I don't like Nappa. And not in the way that I love Vegeta. Because here's how we go with the main villain so far. Nappa fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a stupid asshole who is not good at anything, but somehow still beats the shit out of, like, my faves. Fuck him.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he got thrown into space by Vegeta and destroyed by a laser.
I am as well.
Vegeta rocks.
Great.
Vegeta
only gets better.
Yeah. Vegeta is the best. He's, like, absolutely full of himself and, like, is not afraid to let that show. Which I say go off. He only does one actually truly bad thing so far that we've seen, which is basically murder an entire village of Namekians
from
the Dragon Ball. Not great. Not gonna lie. That's a big, kind of a big mark against him. But just as a personality,
he's great.
He's great. Frieza, I think, is interesting, but, like, boy, Frieza sure is a, like, psychopath, huh?
Frieza, I mean, yeah, Frieza's, like, the most evil villain so far, easily. Like, he is on Namek.
Just a complete sociopath.
Just literally, like, genociding Namekians for the ultimate power.
Yeah.
Like, for immortality, basically.
No, you know what it was fuck this guy, was the scene at the one village with the, like, elder Namekians and shit, and Dende was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that stuff. I was like, this is Frieza, you're count your days, you son of a bitch, because I'm coming for you.
I mean, yeah, no, Frieza's a fucking bad guy.
Okay, but so I guess then, what is he doing on planet Namek? And what do our heroes stumble into? It's sort of an interesting change of pace for the show.
Franchise
so far, because it's not like Krillin and Gohan jump down and start fucking immediately fighting, like, the Frieza boys. It's like a weird,
sort of cat and mouse,
like, espionage type thing.
Yeah.
Happening of, like,
Frieza's crew is, like, obviously, like, hunting and murdering in pursuit of the Dragon Balls, while we know that Gohan and Krillin and Bulma are there to do the same, minus the murder. And so it sort of becomes this, like, this concealed, like, competition between the two to, like, try and, like who can, like, one up the other.
Mm-hmm.
In order to, like, get the fucking Dragon Balls. And then Vegeta comes in as, like, this third sort of,
yeah,
like, faction.
Also trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, and it becomes this, like, interplay of, like, you have Frieza's group hunting for these balls, Gohan and Krillin trying to, like, stay hidden while also getting these balls and, like, helping, like, Dende, I guess, right? Dende's a little Namek. And helping what Namekians they find left. And then you have Frieza, who's, like, chaos.
Vegeta.
Or, yeah, Vegeta, who's...
Who's just, like, fucking...
chaotic. I'm here to get the Dragon Balls, and I will do...
I'm here to kill Frieza.
Whoever I need to do it. Including Frieza. But we know that Frieza is an incredibly powerful being. One who makes even Vegeta a little intimidated.
Everybody in the Frieza crew is, like... Compared relatively to Gohan and Krillin, like, they're way more powerful. Which is, like, why they... Like, they have the ability to sense power levels and stuff. Which I think we've probably talked about before. Krillin somehow trains himself to do this. And Gohan kind of is able to because he's half Saiyan. Everybody else, all the other aliens except Vegeta, who also learns this while he's on Earth, need, like, scanners and stuff to be able to tell who they're actually fighting against. But Krillin and Vegeta, or Krillin and Gohan, both know, like, damn, we can't show ourselves around here because these guys are going to fucking kill us.
Mm-hmm.
Their, like, power level is so much bigger than us, which is what necessitates them to be, like, basically, like, on, like, a stealth mission.
Yeah. And they actually encounter Vegeta.
I like this stuff.
I do, too.
I think that this is, like, an interesting twist on, like, the formula. Like, it's not just, like, everybody's kicking each other's asses and, like, basically measuring power levels against one another. Like, it's definitely more of an interesting, like, strategic, necessarily strategic, like, turn in, like, the plotting of it, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
And also, I love Krillin and Gohan.
Yeah.
Even though they do make some less-than-ideal decisions.
They do have some run-ins with the various other groups, including Frieza's group. Don't they fight Zarbon and Dodoria?
Well, Zarbon and Dodoria are there at the village that they watch get fucking slaughtered.
Yeah.
And they, I think they almost, like... No, yeah, they definitely do, like, jump in at, like,
because Dende saved Dende.
And save Dende, yep.
Vegeta's the one who kills them.
Vegeta slaughters. Well, okay. Vegeta, I don't know if there's much to talk about with him against Zarbon. They fight, and Zarbon beats him up the first time, but Vegeta's like, I'm a Saiyan, and I only get stronger when you kick my ass, Zarbon. You should have known better, bitch. And then what does he do? He destroys him in one of the most brutal fashions. I don't remember what it is, but it's wild.
Rest in peace, Zarbon. He was great.
He was too
hot. Do the voice.
Vegeta. I want to kill these motherfucking Namekians. But Dodoria, here's where we learn some more important piece of the puzzle. Vegeta corners Dodoria, and this fight is completely unremarkable. Vegeta basically just, like, throws, like, fucking bombs at him and obliterates him
mm-hmm.
in half a second. Which, like, good. Fuck that guy. But before he does that, Dodoria is like, oh, you don't even know what happened to the Saiyans, do you? And explains to him that that Frieza was... Because, okay, previously we had learned that I think Raditz had explained something along these lines about how, like, Planet Vegeta, which that's never going to get confusing, was destroyed, and, like, all the Saiyans are dead, and now there's only, like, four left, basically. And now there's only two left.
Not, yeah.
Well, technically three if we're counting Gohan, but... But that was, like, never sort of elaborated on. It was always just like, yeah, fucking our planet got blow up.
Yeah, our got blow up.
planet got blow up.
Got blow up.
Listen, Raditz sucks, dude. But Dodoria explains to Vegeta that Frieza was the one that fucking destroyed the planet.
Yes.
Because he was like, uh-oh, these Saiyans,
they're getting kind of strong.
Yeah, ooh. Tugging on his collar.
Oh, no.
I don't know about this. But he blew up the planet and killed most of them. And never told the remaining Saiyans on his force. Because he kept them alive because he thought that he could control them, basically. But it was like, essentially like, yeah, these guys, when they wear out their welcome, then I'm just going to kill them also. So Vegeta learns this information and is like, oh, it's fucking on site right now, this motherfucker. and it kills Dodoria. But again, another sort of interesting piece to the relationship between Frieza. Also, another big fuck off to Frieza. He's committed multiple genocides.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. But so Vegeta gets, you know, further entangled in fighting the Frieza dudes.
Now it's personal.
They don't stand a chance. Frieza, I think, what is this? What is the breakdown? Frieza gets 5 Dragon Balls. Vegeta gets 1, and like Gohan and gets 1.
Get 1.
And then it's basically like a bait and switch.
Mm-hmm.
Series of baits and switches of like Vegeta.
Vegeta flying to get 1.
Stealing all of them from Frieza's ship and like burying them. And then like Gohan going to the one that Vegeta hid earlier to take that. And
Vegeta goes to Krillin and gets the one.
Yeah, Vegeta and Krillin meet up again. Yeah. And Vegeta's like, I should just fucking...
Shit.
Yeah, Krillin's like, oh, this isn't good. And Vegeta's like, listen, I'll kill you if you don't tell me where the Dragon Ball is. And I don't remember what Krillin says, but he pulls some like trickery. Because Gohan is not there. Gohan is going to collect another Dragon Ball. And I think Krillin just, like, gives him their Dragon Ball.
Basically.
I don't remember if that's exactly what happens. But, it's just this elaborate series of, like, taking
somebody else... Handing off the balls to, like, different people.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Along the way, we learn of a powerful Namek left named Guru, who touches Gohan on the head and says,
and gives him unlocked your power.
Yeah.
He gives him
The
like World of Warcraft like level up to level 50.
So he is currently here. Oh, and we forgot to mention, Goku is on his way here.
Is that around this time?
Oh, I mean, he started long before this.
That's true. It's 6 days to get to Namek, and it's the longest 6 days of the entire...
It feels like 6 real time days for him to get there.
It's literally like 15 episodes.
He is on this spacecraft with like a hyperbolic gravity chamber?
Something like that.
Something like that, where he's able to like... manipulate gravity in the chamber so that he can like train and become more powerful in like higher gravity, which is like, isn't that, I guess, you know, he's always used weight as like to grow stronger back in hell,
increase
regular Dragon Ball. So he's doing that and he's getting really strong on this ship. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, not much going on. He's eating a lot.
Oh, and but also I guess everybody on Namek is like, fuck, we need Goku, because these people are not fucking around.
Yeah.
It's looking pretty bad, especially if Guru gets fucking gatted.
It's wild how we're, like, 70 episodes into this show. How, like, Goku is basically just, like, the deus ex machina.
Yeah.
At this point, Goku's, like, hardly even a character. He's hardly on screen when he's not, like, being broken out to fucking win a fight.
Yeah.
It's, like, kind of wild to think about. Because, like, obviously Goku is, like, synonymous with Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, iconic across the world.
He is very much not the main character.
No, yeah.
This is now 2, like, storylines we have watched in this series in which...
Where Goku, for the majority of it, is, like, either training...
Is en route.
Or is, like, I'm on my way.
Yep. And then whenever he arrives, then, like, he does, like, impact what's going on dramatically. But, like... He is not an active like participant in many events at all.
He is absent from the plot for the majority. He is like, how many episodes is he like actually there for like the plot at this point?
Probably
like total, like maybe 20.
Yeah.
Out of like 70 episodes. It's insane. But which is like interesting, I think, because Goku as like a character is not terribly interesting.
I mean, yeah.
Gohan is easily like the moral core. He is like the emotional core of this show so far, which I love because I love Gohan.
Yeah, and Gohan is, I mean, if original Dragon Ball, like obviously it was Goku's development and like his training and becoming what he would become, And I mean, now it's not just we're doing it again with Gohan. It's like
Gohan is like a fundamentally different person.
Yeah, than Goku. Like Gohan is a different character entirely, who is still following the same sort of arc of like, you know, training, growing more powerful, facing bigger and bigger threats. But like, it's the same fundamental like sort of story, but he's just a very different character, and it wouldn't make sense then to make Goku just keep doing it again, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't make fucking sense.
I mean, at a certain point, then, the show is going to reach a problem where it's, like,
everybody's just strong as shit.
Everybody's strong as hell, and it's like, okay, well, what, like, the stakes don't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Like, Vegeta coming to Earth was already sort of a replay of, like, King Piccolo's.
Yeah.
The whole thing of, like, I will destroy the world. And this is, like, the threat. Although, I guess, and, like, they both sort of, like, played in similar emotional stakes territories of, like, oh, characters that we love / tolerate, looking at Master Roshi, get killed. And it's like, oh, this is fucking serious now, actually. Frieza is the sort of I want to destroy the world thing just blown up on, like, a bigger scale,
mm-hmm.
it seems. And, like, at a certain point, like, man, I don't know how much bigger you can get. Which, like, I don't know how this show is going to, like, actually manage to navigate that. But I guess we'll see.
Yeah. But so anyway, Goku's on his way. And he arrives just in time because...
Wow, you just, like, skipped a whole bunch.
What did I skip?
The Ginyu Force.
I was gonna fucking introduce that.
Okay.
Because that's when he arrives, is whenever Frieza unleashes his, like, elite squadron of, like, warriors called the Ginyu Force.
They rock, dude.
They're the best.
They're so good.
Ginyu, the best.
Captain Ginyu.
Ginyu's, like...
Who's the boy?
Ginyu's, like, inverted Nappa, in that he's very ineffectual, but, like, boy is he great.
Name the Ginyu Force members, go.
Jace, Birder.
Do it in their voices.
Jace. Birder.
Raccoon.
Ginyu. I always forget the fucking frog guy.
It's Goldo.
Goldo. I don't remember his voice,
really. I don't remember how he sounds either.
Ginyu.
I'm Captain. You gotta get a bit more grapply with the Ginyu. Captain Ginyu here.
Is that a Christopher Sabat?
No. That voice actor actually died recently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Ginyu's a hell of a character.
He's so good. Ginyu, okay, so Ginyu kind of just, like, chills with Frieza for a minute while his boys go and, like, fight. Because, like, at this point, then, a lot has happened. Krillin and Gohan have basically gone into an uneasy alliance with Vegeta.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're both like, well, you know, it'd be worse if Frieza got these Dragon Balls than if Vegeta got them, so let's work with this guy, I guess. And Vegeta's like, I need this guy's Dragon Balls.
Yeah. pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
So he sends out the Ginyu Force. They find Krillin, Gohan, and Vegeta. Vegeta kind of pulls the little switcheroo.
He does.
Like, right at the beginning, he's like, see ya. I'm out. Because he's going to Guru. Right?
I don't know.
Are we unsure?
Because at this point, I don't think they have the Dragon Balls. Like, Ginyu shows up, and he just, like, snatches all the Dragon Balls and brings them to Frieza. And is like, here you go, Lord Frieza. Make a wish.
Oh, but they need a password.
They need a password, which is bullshit. When the fuck has that ever mattered?
We're just playing Calvin Ball at this point with the Dragon Balls.
None of these rules mean anything.
Literally, the episode we're on is called Password is Porunga.
Are you? Wow. Who the fuck? Okay.
Oh my, this is a big season we're coming up on. But anyway, so yeah.
Ginyu's not there, and neither is Vegeta.
Frieza has the Dragon Balls, but we have one more little obstacle in our way. But Vegeta, I don't know where Vegeta's going then, if he's not going to Guru. I thought he was.
I don't remember where he's off to.
I don't remember either. But so
Ginyu voice.
The Ginyu voice.
They show up and they pose.
And they look so good doing it.
Their intro is just... Mwah. It's so good.
Some clear influence on what we'll be talking about in a little bit.
Yeah.
They show up and they each have their own unique abilities. Like, Goldos freezes time. Jace is an idiot. Raccoon's really strong. Birder is really fast.
He is very fast, yeah.
And Ginyu is able to take the form of different people.
Not just that. He, like, swaps bodies with people. Which is kind of his last ditch.
He opens his mouth.
Yeah, and it's like a soul comes out and changes positions with people. Pretty cool stuff, but we don't see that for a little while. What we do get is Krillin and Gohan getting frozen by Goldo, who is about to impale them both with a tree branch in very, very slow motion. Kind of ridiculous. But then Goldo gets his head fucking chopped off, literally, by Vegeta, who then also blows his head up. Which is, well, that was the point. I was like, oh man, Vegeta really did just, like, kill that village of Namekians. But then he also just did that, and, like, I'm pretty man.
And that's pretty cool. But then Raccoon gives...
Should we talk about Dende? I guess we can get to that later, whenever Guru gets more involved. Whenever those stakes get more...
Sure.
More immediate.
Raccoon gives Gohan and Krillin a big old problem.
He gives them the work. And Vegeta.
He's beating their ass. Which is perfect timing for Goku to arrive again.
Yeah. Well, Krillin is basically dead. And Gohan...
Krillin is very fucked up.
Gohan's neck is broken.
Yeah.
And
it's looking really bad.
Vegeta is a wreck also.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck?
Which sucked because Vegeta was like... He was like laying it on for like a minute there. It was like, damn, he's fucking giving him the work. But Raccoon was like, huh.
Good job, Vegeta.
And fucking, like, hit him with the elbow and game over, man.
But so Goku lands.
About fucking time, man.
Well, it's not even that he lands. He lands and then has to fly out to the fight.
God. Remember that? That was like another, like, two episodes.
Of as his child is just getting his body broken.
Yeah.
But so Goku arrives and in the coldest fucking fashion just breaks Raccoon's spine.
He just ices that man in fucking one shot, dude. Hits him with the elbow, and it's like,
and it's over.
Yeah. One shot.
And it's like, holy shit, Goku.
And Goku goes and gives Senzu beans to Krillin and Gohan and Vegeta, much to the concern of Krillin. Which also, Senzu beans
just are Estus Flash.
Just, you know, whatever the plot needs them to be.
Yeah. They just mend bones.
Yeah. Gohan's fine. Oh, my neck got broken. I'm fine now.
Give back bodily functions. Yeah. But so, we are now at full strength, and we haven't been at all on Namek.
That's true.
Because we haven't had Goku. And that's fun, because Goku is strong as hell.
Goku is terrifying. Like, this
show obliterates Birder.
Birder stands no chance. Him and Jace do like their fun like shit.
Yeah,
that doesn't do anything to him. He just like fucking knocks the shit away, like he's swatting flies.
When I was doing Ginyu Force, I missed a really good joke. Instead of I said Jace is an idiot, I should have said he's Australian. That's his fucking ability.
Yeah.
But Birder, he just he's tissue paper.
Yeah,
for Goku. Jace manages to like somehow avoid death.
Yeah, he's like, crikey, this is a lot, mate. And he pieces out to get Ginyu.
Ginyu.
He's like, Captain Ginyu, Dad. But Goku's terrifying. Like, this show could have gone in a different direction of like, oh, how existentially frightening is Goku? Because like, I was feeling it when he showed up. I was like, oh my god. Like, Goku is legit. Like, Goku's power is completely, like, incomprehensible. It is like a god stepping in and, like, deciding to fight you. Like, how do you even look at that?
Yes, almost literally.
And, like, Vegeta, for who he is, he's like, this Goku cat is real fucking...
Real jive. Smooth.
Real Mondo. Yeah, that's what he says.
Real Mondo cool, boys.
Vegeta sees him as competition, but Krillin and Gohan are like, wow, Goku is sure fucking...
I don't recognize you, father.
So yeah, the show could have gone into how existentially horrifying Goku is as just like a person that exists in the universe, but it doesn't. Instead, Goku does a lot of fighting and does a lot of cool things, and it
saves the day.
Yeah, Ginyu shows up to fight Goku. Jace is also there. Don't know what Jace
for some reason.
Jace gets obliterated by Vegeta.
Thank
like
God.
Not even close.
Thank God.
I don't even know. I don't even know if we see what Jace does. And then Ginyu is like,
Ginyu pulls the old trickery,
the old switcheroo.
He swaps bodies with Goku.
Yeah,
which is fucked up.
Also, a great
episode title. Goku's Ginyu and Ginyu is Goku, and also. We get the episode title later on. Gohan, defeat your dad.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I'm gonna fight your dad. Also, just the body swapping thing is such a great, like, tool to use to, like, circumvent that, like...
Yeah.
Escalation over, like... unwieldy, I guess, escalation of, like, power and stuff that the show...
Totally.
...is definitely gonna fall into. Because it's like, oh, well... If I'm, like... the strongest person in the universe, but then I'm not even in control of my body, then like how do we beat that?
Yeah,
right, that's like a fun workaround, and like it is fun for like the two episodes that it's like in action here. Yeah. But Ginyu changes bodies with Goku and he doesn't really know how to access the deep reserves of, well, okay, actually there's some bullshit here because he puts on the fucking scanner and he looks very sinister, and I don't like seeing Goku with the Frieza scanner.
Yeah. It's kind of fucked up.
And he, like, flies out to fucking Gohan and Krillin. And it's like, hey, guys. He still sounds like Ginyu. He's like, hey, boys, where's the Dragon Balls? Hey, fellow teens. Got any cool Dragon Balls here? Yeah. And they're like, you kind of sound different, Dad. But, okay, the Dragon Balls are over here. It's like, you fucking idiots.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Dumbasses.
How can you, like, get
children?
I can see it, but that is not Goku from a mile away.
He has nobody, a fucking scanner.
Yeah, nobody even begins to question if it's Goku or not. And, like...
I mean, insane. Like, why would they? You know, like...
I mean, I guess the idea of swapping bodies with someone is, like, a hell of a thing.
Yeah.
But...
I feel like you wouldn't...
That's not really the first thing there. That I would think of, yeah.
You'd be like, oh, I guess Goku has a sore throat or whatever. I would be like, oh, they obviously, it's not Goku's soul.
Yeah, but Ginyu's unable to take full advantage of Goku's body. And Ginyu's body that Goku's in is, like, in a bit of a bad state. Because mm-hmm. he got his ass kicked by Goku.
Yeah.
That's why he pulled it's out
part
the body's
plan.
Punch. Yeah, it was. Kind of fucked up. But also kind of smart. But Vegeta, eventually the... I don't know. It gets revealed that, you know, what happened, and Goku comes in Ginyu's body, and he's like, guys, don't trust him. I'm your dad. And
yeah.
They're like, oh, Goku,
you're not Piccolo. And then, so shit pops off then.
Yeah, Vegeta beats the shit out of Ginyu and Goku. And Ginyu is like, well, they swap bodies again. Like, Ginyu goes back into his normal body.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow. I don't remember how that happens. I think, like, Vegeta's, like, flying towards him. And he's like, oh, I'm getting my ass kicked. I'm gonna take this fucking guy's body. And Goku gets in the way.
Yeah.
And so Ginyu's back in his normal, like, broken body.
Mm-hmm.
Goku's like, back in his body.
But then Ginyu's a crafty guy.
Yeah.
He's trying one more time to switch bodies with Goku. And instead...
No, he's trying to switch bodies with Vegeta, because Vegeta is like...
Is he?
Because Goku...
He's
or
coming
Ginyu's
down,
like,
yeah.
On the ground.
Yeah.
He's like... And Vegeta is just, like, fucking plummeting towards him, about to ruin his entire day. And Goku is, like, a mile away. He's like, oh no, Vegeta.
I'm gonna throw this
you're
frog.
Gonna fall for it. And the frog, he's like, hops up next to him, and he's like...
Perfect.
And whips this fucking frog through the air right in time for Ginyu to swap bodies with it. It's insane.
Yeah, it's awesome. And so Ginyu manifests within this frog now.
Yep.
And the frog within Ginyu. And very good. The frog has Ginyu's voice in it.
Yeah.
Ribbit.
Yeah.
And Ginyu is, like, hopping around and shit.
It's really good.
It's great.
And that's where we end. Actually, no, well, we haven't even talked about what Frieza's up to. Frieza's over trying to get the password.
Yes.
He's like, I put it in my email. It keeps telling me that it's not working. And Guru's like,
well, I can't pass the CAPTCHA.
Try uploading the page.
I've tried this, you fool. So he's going to Guru.
Yeah.
To and kick here, Guru's ass.
Guru is like an old ass Namekian. He made the Dragon Balls, so like, and yeah. He's like also on death's door, literally.
He is dying. So he's like, oh dear.
Yeah, not a great situation for our heroes. But Frieza is out there beating the shit out of Nail, who is like one of the last Namekians left.
He's very powerful.
Should also be said that there's like a few dozen Namekians on this planet, it seems.
Yeah.
Like when I say that Frieza commits genocide, he kills
it's a very
like,
small level of genocide.
He kills like 40 people.
It's more like mass murder.
Yeah. But Nail is like the last like guardian left of Guru, and he's like giving it his all. Where we left off, I think they're still like fighting.
Yeah, they are.
Shout out to Nail though. He's like holding it in.
Yep.
Well,
he's holding it down.
Yeah. Buying time is what he's doing for Dende to do something. I'm assuming delivering the password to whoever is gonna wish on the Dragon Balls. Because Frieza doesn't have them anymore.
Yeah.
With Ginyu disposed of and the Ginyu Force all dead, then all our heroes have the Dragon Balls. So presumably what's gonna happen is Dende goes over there, tells them the password, which is
Well, I mean, we don't know it now.
Well, it's in the episode title.
Yeah, it's Porunga.
Porunga, he's going to say that, and Krillin is going to say some shit. No, he's not. Okay, we need to talk about what Krillin's up to.
What's Krillin up to? I don't remember.
Krillin is like, I'm going to go to Guru.
And oh,
see.
Yeah.
Oh, bad no. Bad call on that one, Krillin.
Krillin.
Haven't you, don't you remember?
Krillin.
Krillin's going to die.
Krillin's going to die.
And it might be poorly timed enough that he dies after the wishes are used. But Goku's gonna wish fucking the boys back to life.
Yeah.
Who are training with King Kai right now.
The question is,
it's probably good.
I mean, right now, like, we stopped at kind of a weird point. A natural point, but also, like, kind of a weird point, because we did finish up with, like, we had the Ginyu little mini arc that we had, is done. That was great. But we are, like, right on the doorstep of, like...
bigger shit.
Big
things conflict.
Coming. Like, the primary conflict coming to fruition.
Frieza has mostly been not seen.
Yeah, like, we haven't... like, him fighting Nail is the most, like, combat we've seen of Frieza, obviously. But, like, he has also not really interacted with any other characters.
No.
Thus far, outside of, like, Vegeta.
And he's, like, the only one left, also.
Yeah.
Is the thing.
So, like, we are... potentially the next episode is going to have Frieza fighting the collection of Nail, Krillin, Gohan, Goku, and Vegeta.
I mean, like, I don't think... I think, if anything, it would just be Nail and Krillin.
You think so?
That's not a good situation.
That's a bad... not great for our boy.
They don't... That will end well. Although they do have... him and Gohan do get new fits with the Saiyan armor. Or with the Frieza armor, I guess.
Yeah.
And they get called Mondo Cool.
That's right. They do have the Frieza armor.
I thought you were going to say, that's right, boys.
That's right, boys. We are on the threshold of bigger conflict right now.
Predicting, you know, Dende hits up the boys. They wish... everybody that's been killed by Vegeta, by Nappa, specifically, I guess, back to life.
Oh, does Dende have the password?
I think so. Okay. I think that's where he's off to.
Okay.
I think that's why he's buying time, because, like, Guru's about to fucking die. And, like, nice. If they don't get these wishes off,
then
yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
Which is good, because Frieza won't, you know, get anything out of it, but bad, because
Piccolo will be dead forever.
Yeah. Never coming back. So, chow soon.
Oh.
So yeah, does that catch us up on Dragon Ball then?
I think so. We had 3 wishes, which I don't know what the other 2 might be for. Maybe fucking kill Frieza. But like that
3 wishes.
Yeah.
I thought you only got 1 for Dragon Balls.
Well, for the Earth Dragon Balls, I think you only get 1. For these ones, you get 3.
Weird.
Listen, the rules change
as they see
from episode to episode, yeah. So one of them definitely gonna be bringing back people back to life.
What if they wasted, bring Piccolo back, Tien back, Yamcha back?
No Chiaotzu?
Well, they don't have 4 wishes, do they?
They're just individual wishes. No, yeah, I mean, like,
preposterously dumb.
That would be stupid as hell, but, like, I could see it happening. Then many more people would stay dead. They're gonna have to stop Vegeta from wishing for, like, invincibility.
Yeah.
Immortality.
Yeah. They will.
Don't know how that's gonna play. It would be very funny if it was like, bring everybody that Frieza killed back to life. Done. Piccolo's here now. Vegeta's like, I want to be immortal. And then the last one's like, make Vegeta not immortal. Fucking stupid.
Go back on that last one.
Yeah. Take that one back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to wish for, but we'll have to see to find out.
I bet we find out pretty soon.
I'm ready to jump back in.
Yeah, me too.
Dragon Ball FighterZ is doing it for me.
Yeah.
I'm getting into the Dragon Ball lore.
Hell yeah.
The lore, man.
So, that is Dragon Ball Z.
Yep.
I think probably our next update will be once we finish the Frieza arc.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know how long that is, but
I don't either. I mean, it just seems pretty natural.
I mean, I can't imagine that. I mean, like, Frieza's the last one left on his side, it seems. I can't imagine it would go for, like, another 2 seasons. Quote, unquote, whatever seasons might constitute.
Season doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know, though. I'm not sure how long it could go. But, so, yeah. But that, folks, is only 1 anime we've been watching.
Well, we're gonna have to take a break here. Because I'm...
Stay tuned to find out what the next one is.
Do, 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 do.